last year, my nephew Rick was contacted by a company who said that they were interested in hiring him for a position in their company. They informed him that they wanted to interview him and that they would provide him with airfare and a hotel room and give him put him in touch with a real estate agent in order to view the area in which he could live. Intrigued, Rick agreed to meet with representatives from the company. When I contacted him on the day of his interview, he knew that even though the interview went well, he would not be hired. The company was expecting him to have a particular set of skills instead of the skills that he did have. Expectations come naturally to us. They also lead to disappointment. The young man in our gospel story this weekend from Mark is expecting a different response from Jesus than he receives. The gospel story tells us that he had many possessions. That is, he is so fully engrossed and embraced by an idea of what it means to attain eternal life that when Jesus offers another idea that is different than his, he is unable to receive it. He is too full of himself and his ideas. The invitation that Jesus makes to the young man who queries him about eternal life is for him to practice willingness to have his life acted upon rather than willfully doing things himself. When we do things willfully, we are full of ourselves. We are self-directed. When we practice being willing, we discover that expectations that drive and direct our lives are slowly released. As they are, inner space permits us to participate in relationships that are at least somewhat free of expectations. And so we hear in the gospel reading that Jesus loves the young man. Willful living demands that our identities be unique and distinct. We create this identity by seeing differences based upon comparisons. The most common expectation is that we make a name for ourselves, that we establish a reputation. Positively, if possible, but at least negatively, if not. The best way in which we can accomplish this task is by external successes or failures, which provide us with measurements. The young man demonstrates this process by confidently telling Jesus, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus invites the young man to find a different source for his identity. "You are lacking in one thing," Jesus says. "Go sell what you have and give to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." this response that Jesus gives to the young man isn't the one that he is expecting. He cannot receive the love that Jesus offers, and he goes away sad. God is never who we expect God to be. And our path to God, eternal life, is never the path that we expect to take. As in any relationship, our expectations need to be recognized and gently released. It is only in this way that we find freedom to receive God as God comes to us with mercy. The disciples of Jesus, the religious leaders, and the political leaders all are convinced that Jesus is a heretic. Many of the disciples of Jesus lose interest and stop following him. The religious leaders think that he is possessed. And the political leaders see him as a threat to national security. All are blinded by their self-fulfilling expectations. Jesus, who finds his identity in his communion with God, is very honest with his disciples when he says how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Those who have their ideas about who God is, what the kingdom of God is. Then he returns to a common theme. For human beings, it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. That is, God's mercy makes every transformation possible.